Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies that we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we're going to say a lot of weird and possibly dirty things, and maybe your kids don't need to hear that.
The soundtrack for this series features Keijin Church. Find them at keijinchurch.bandcamp.com or wherever you get music online.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Tales from the Cryptid, the podcast where your boy Gaston LaRue, aka your favorite cryptid, talks about creepy shit from the past. Thanks again for joining us on our series, A Phantom of the Opera, where we prove once and for all that the phantom ghost from 30 years ago at the Opera Garnier was, in fact, real. In our last episode, we saw Christine getting ready for the performance of her life, where she just kind of gets by as a dancer. Daroga manages to escape from the tunnels within the Opera Garnier and finds himself on stage in a bit of a dilemma. This leads to La Carlotta literally croaking on stage to an audience of horrified onlookers, including Raoul. Just then, the giant crystal chandelier falls right in the middle of the audience, crushing and killing a person whose death is indirectly linked to Daroga. Daroga flees in fear while Raoul and Christine plan their escape.
What's up, Canucks?
That's insensitive.
It almost sounds like you said, "What up, cucks?"
That's the joke, Alex. That's the beauty of it.
Oh no!
It was just, it had that same energy, and it was so good.
That was the joke, Alex. I know I had the same energy. I gave it the same energy.
I'm explaining it for the audience.
Daroga.
Yeah.
That's not the voice.
When last we saw you, you were running away from the constables and the guilt and the fear of being found out. You tried to find the trap door, but it blended in too much with the rest of the stage. Everyone is still in utter chaos, lots of commotion, people are running. It's starting to be cleared away by the police officers and the EMTs and everything, but there is still a lot of chaos.
If I remember correctly, I saw him, the Phantom. I think I looked up and I saw him. Like, I need to look around and see if I can get up there.
To the catwalk?
I guess. Why are they called that?
Because you gotta do your little turn.
Rumik already told that joke.
Well, now I told it, Ben.
It's called a callback, Ben.
Because the cats live there, and also for the turning on the catwalk.
They wouldn't just, like, poop? Like, put the cat poop wouldn't just, like, rain from above?
Ben, you have cats. You know they don't.
Yeah, but I also don't have. I also everywhere. Don't have a. I don't have a series of girders up in my like roofs where.
Yeah, but the cats like to poop in specific places.
Oh, that's true. They don't just do it. They're not. They're not. They don't
they're
just do it. Do they?
Birds.
They're not lambs or rats. You're right. You're right. There aren't. They aren't just cat droppings everywhere. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
That's happening.
I honestly can't imagine a cat on a catwalk.
Just hopping from rung to rung, and like,
just like, yeah. Now I don't got to worry about it anymore. It just goes down where I don't can't see anymore.
No.
sometimes people scream.
No.
Okay. Right. How do I get to the catwalks?
Okay. Yeah. There's a fly system. and on the wall, and next to the fly system, there is a ladder that goes on up to the catwalk.
I don't actually know what a fly system is, but it sounds like I don't have to. Is that the Peter Pan system? Is that how the Peter Pan, they had the Peter Pan people? Okay.
That's how they made the black fly and swy.
What was that? Swy? The black flan. Why didn't we do the black flan? That would have been so good. It's too late. It's too late. We can't do it now.
The costumes would be a lot simpler.
Anyway, yeah, I'm
going to
go up the ladder. I'm going up the ladder. The thing I'm actually doing is chasing, I think. Or at least looking for him.
Then, yeah, roll a flight roll.
Hell yeah, I tricked you into doing that. That's just my best one. So, what do I gotta beat?
So what is the goal here? To climb up the ladder real fast?
Okay, I think so. I'm trying to be fast. Yeah. I think I'm counting on the chaos to, like, make it so I don't have to be stealthy or anything.
But the end goal is to get up there to see him?
I want to go after him. He just killed a guy. He's gonna answer some questions now.
So you're trying to get to where the chandelier rope is tied off.
Well, just wherever I saw him.
He is very slippery and he is very fast, and quite a bit of time has gone by. Quite a bit of time has gone by with you talking to Dragon Raoul and such. So we're gonna put it pretty high up there. But I want you to be able to succeed if you can, so we're going to say it's a 16.
Yeah. Okay, 16. I could do a 16, though. It's entirely possible I beat that. Except I did roll a 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Adversity token. Now I've got 5.
Adversity token.
Now I've got 5. I can't wait for the adversity token party. I've been saving up my free pizzas all year.
Hell yeah.
I have a pizza party with all my friends.
Okay, so you failed by 13, oof, which means the failure is profound. It is going to strongly influence the course of the current play session.
I can't be a cool character if I'm constantly fucking Benny Hilling all over the place. Like, if I keep, like, slipping on banana peels when I'm running towards the ladder, like, I can't be this cool, gritty character. I can't be Shadow the Hedgehog.
But you are. You, like, fell in a hole and hurt your ankle.
And then I use my rocket skates to get out.
And you use your rocket skate to get out.
And my homing attack.
And then you got a gun.
And then you killed a man.
And then you killed a man.
You killed a person.
I didn't kill a person.
You indirectly caused the death of a person.
Manslaughter at best.
Obviously he falls off the ladder, right?
Yeah, obviously you fall off the ladder.
Oh my god, like I get hurt?
How? I mean, you're not going to die. But yeah, so keeping with what would be expected, you're climbing up this ladder, you're trying to go really fast, the fear and the adrenaline, and you fall. You fall a pretty good distance, but you fall on your back and the wind gets knocked out.
Oh, I probably don't have a good back. Probably don't have a great back. Man, that happened to me one time. Like one time ever. I am not good at skating. And I tried inline skates for the first time at a roller rink. And they slipped out from under me. I did a, like, comical Hanna-Barbera thing where my feet kicked out, like, 3 or 4 times while I was trying to do it. And I just, like, whoop into the air and landed flat on my back and couldn't breathe.
Aww.
Never again. So, I know how you feel, Daroga. Yeah, fuck skating. And everyone who does it is a nerd.
Hey!
Including Shadow the Hedgehog. Okay.
Since you fell and got the wind knocked out of you, you can't move for a minute. Raoul and Christine, you've just been talking about leaving this place.
Oui.
And Raoul, you've just told Christine about yourself as a dragon and also that your horses had previously been stolen by a man in a flowing black cape.
Oui, it is true. The man tried to steal my horses, but I chased him and I got my horses back.
And nothing happened?
No, unfortunately, I pursued the man, but he got away.
Well, it's good that you made it back with the horses unscathed.
Oh, sorry. Also, just as a reminder, Daroga had been previously trying really hard to get Raoul specifically to leave because he said that he was in an extra amount of danger. And Raoul, you told Christine this.
So, Christine, I am apparently, how you say, in danger? Maybe we should take my carriage and adjourn from this place.
Okay, but you're like speaking French, right? Like, this isn't you trying to, like, a French person like trying to speak English. We're just translating it. Like, why would you forget how to say that in French?
Because I am Raoul.
Okay, yeah, all right.
It's yeah. It's also just en danger. It's the same. I think the constable might have been right. Maybe we should. I know I'm not meant to leave, but maybe I should. Just, if we get out, just to make sure you're not in danger.
Oui. Please, take my hand. Follow me.
Christine reaches out, takes his hand.
And we go. I lead Christine to the stables, where hopefully the stable hand has hitched up Butterscotch and Butterscratch to the carriage.
Yes, the stable hand is there, and the stable hand says, "Oh, monsieur, your horses came back."
Wonderful, wonderful. You've been taking good care of them, I hope?
Of course, monsieur, and I have done the liberty of hitching them up to your carriage, just like I thought you might want for me to.
Beautiful, beautiful. I open the door to the carriage and help Christine into the carriage. I pat the stable boy on the head and give him 50 francs. Because I'm sure that's an appropriate tip.
Wow. Oh, whoa. Thank you, monsieur. I appreciate it.
Oui. Tell my driver to take us home. And I go into the carriage.
So, unfortunately, Raoul, if you remember, you made your driver really angry. And your driver quit and just kind of left.
Oh, no. It's okay. I heard he got some voiceover work.
So, you no longer have a driver.
Christine, this is this is embarrassing, but I had to let my driver go this morning. Do you know how to make the horses go?
No, but you're so good with animals. You've always been so natural with Butterscotch right. And Butterscratch.
Correct. Hold on. And he sticks his head out the window. stable boy.
Yes, oui, monsieur.
Can you drive horses?
Of course I can, monsieur.
I will give you 500 francs to take me home.
Ooh. Oh, well, of course I can't say no to that, monsieur.
He's like the kid at the end of, like, A Christmas Carol, where he's like, that's more money than I've seen in my entire life!
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, so he hops up onto the carriage, and he says, wow, I haven't seen one of these in quite a long time, monsieur.
Oui.
So where are we going, monsieur?
To the home. To my home.
Right. I don't know where you live.
You know, I don't know where I live either.
You sure this is a problem?
Oui.
Oh, I live with Philip.
Yes, I live with Philip. You know my brother?
Philippe.
Count de Chagny.
Yes, of course I know your brother.
Oui.
I like
where he lives.
I like that Raoul mispronounces his own name.
I'm sorry, monsieur. I also don't know where your brother lives. I just met him and you while you were giving the horses little kisses. I don't know.
Hold on. And okay. I reach into my carriage's phone compartment and I dial up the button that just says home to call Philippe.
Wow. Wow. You have a mobile phone.
Oui.
And the carriage. Amazing.
I do.
And it has a button that says home?
Well, I can't be bothered to remember the phone number.
So you've got home on speed dial. Mm-hmm. It rings exactly 2 times and the butler answers the phone.
Oh my God. Why have you done this again?
Ben, I don't... Sorry.
The Shagny House. This is the butler.
Oui, butler. It is I, Raoul.
Ah, yes, sir. How may I help you today?
Well, butler whose name I forget. I have forgotten where I live.
Yes, sir, of course. Hand the phone to the driver.
Okay, here he goes. It is for you, a stable person.
Oh, thank you. Yes, hello, bonjour.
Hello, this is the butler of the Chagny. Here is the address.
Thank you.
It is 678 Royal Count Way.
Ah, Royal Count Way.
Oui.
Hmm, is that on the north side?
It's on the left side.
I see. So, if we're looking at the map, it's on the left side.
Correct. Some might call that west, but I would like to say left.
Okay. That's cool. I like that. Right on.
He just hangs up.
Royal Way.
Royal. I think it was Royal Count Way.
Royal Count Way. Right. Okay. Ah, yes, monsieur. I, let's go that way. Toward that way. Yes.
See, Christine, indeed. Everything is taken care of.
And the driver, stable boy, hand person, does the thing where he, snaps the reins and the horses start going. And they start going toward that end of town. It takes a while because they're horses.
Mm-hmm.
And Pierce is pretty big. But he's going in the right direction.
Christine, I know that our carriage ride was supposed to be earlier, so the champagne I had prepared for us is quite warm. But would you care for a glass?
Sure. Thank you. Raoul, I feel like I owe you an apology.
Me?
The way everything went over earlier, I'm sorry. I really didn't mean for things to get so out of hand.
It was a blow, to be sure. You wounded me, Christine.
I know, I'm sorry. I really never intended to. I just... Things are complicated at the opera, and I don't... With all that's been going on, I don't know that I can... That I'm free to be with you.
I see.
I am sorry, though.
By the way, Christine, are you still wearing your ring?
Yeah.
Christine, I cannot say that I understand. But what I can say is, until you figure it out, I will be here.
Thank you. I hope that I can repay your kindness, Raoul.
There is no need. I am also... filthy rich, and I do not need repaying.
That is true. What do you think we should do? Just wait and go back to the opera tomorrow, or...
I mean, I believe you said you were conscripted by the constable to stay on the premises?
Well, but then another constable did tell me to leave.
This is true.
Or validated my leaving, maybe.
I tell you what. We will go to my chateau. We will avail ourselves of the illustrious spa that I have. And in the morning, if you feel so inclined, you may call the opera house and check in. See how things are doing.
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. And I'm sure that they'll realize, obviously you would not do anything... You wouldn't have anything to do with the crime scene or the investigation from earlier. So surely...
Surely.
Surely I couldn't.
Everything would be A-OK.
By the way, you know, okay, dear listener, it's been like a month and a half since we recorded last for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to let you know that it's been a while, okay?
It's been a while.
I'm sorry, I'm shaking off the rest of this stupid accent.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that we're rusty. I'm just saying that maybe we forgot some things that might have happened in the last episode.
Oh, certainly.
Including me. Because I forgot that that Philippe was also at the theater.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Which is fine.
I'm sure he has like, another driver like driving there.
Good Jaroga Philippe adventures this episode.
Philippe is under the chandelier.
Oh my god! Wouldn't that be the best? Yeah, let's make that happen. Also, yeah. Oh, there is also like the masquerade ball is tomorrow.
Hey, it's Ben. We're just going to take a quick break here so I can talk about a couple of things. And I know you're going to skip it because I've seen the analytics and it's got little spikes at like the 30-minute or the 20-minute mark every time I start doing one of these things. But I'm going to do it anyway, okay? Thank you. Thank you. It's nice of you. So first, I want to thank Remick, obviously, for playing Christine Daae. She's Rem of the Realm on most social media. She's also part of the Abstract Adventures podcast, a weekly D&D podcast. It's pretty funny. Everything is rolled randomly, including the characters. She was also being really modest about this, but she's on this actual play stream called Rolls Revamped, which I think is a vampire joke, where they mix and match mechanics from different games to drive the story in new and exciting ways. They wrote that. I did not write that, but I like the way it sounded, so I'm just going to read it verbatim. Their current long-format game, The Sanguine Society. I hope I said that word right. I don't think I've ever said that word out loud. I know what it means. The Sanguine Society. Sanguine Society. Anyway, focuses on roleplay and interpersonal relationships between a found family of paranormal beings and their hapless mortal companions. With the finest bespoke mechanics for all your tabletop needs, are you ready to roll? So it's Rolls Revamped. Just remember, everything that has, like, an alliterative R name, like RR, Rolls Revamped, Roleplay Retcon, those are the best things. You should listen to those things. You can find all of this stuff at beacons.ai/Rim of the Realm, and I'll put that in the episode description so you don't have to remember that. You can just click on a link. You can find some sponsor links there, or you can buy some, like, Hero Forge minis and some Humble Bundles and some other things. She'll get a bit of that. So if you could do that for her, for us, that would be great. That would be swell. There's also a couple of one-page RPGs that she made there that you should check out. Also, the music in this series is by Keijin Church, except for one Metal Gear Solid song that you'll hear later as a gag. But Keijin Church, you can get them anywhere you get music on the internet. I've got a few in my favorites list on my apps. We've got a Discord and a Patreon. If you'd hop on that, that'd be great. If you'd hop on both those things, that'd be great. The Discord's fun. There's lots of cool people having a chill time in there. In our Patreon, we have deleted scenes and bloopers and special bonus stuff made just for patrons, including recently I put up a bit of TTRPG writing. It's like a module for most systems that lets you put like big vehicle racing into your campaign. So it's called Galleons of the Thunderosa. If you check that out, that would mean a lot to me. This episode is dedicated to our patron, Joe. Joe's been with us for a long time. Don't think we don't notice, Joe. We appreciate you. Please leave Roleplay Retcon a review somewhere. It's really important. Like, algorithms, man. They want them reviews. And when they see that we've got reviews, they put us in front of some eyeballs, and then the eyeballs move over to the ears, or they just stay in front of the eyeballs, if that's how you consume podcasts. Like, it's so important. Please. This episode was edited by me, Benjamin Gray, and I also did some sound design for it. And it was produced by Two Fish in a Jug, and we are part of the Nerdsmith Network. That's it. Back to the episode now. You can stop hitting that 15-second forward button, Jeremy. My bag.
My bag.
Everything sucks.
And while you are regaining your breath, an EMT comes over and asks if you've been hurt.
Hey, mister, have you been hurt?
I think I hurt my back.
Well, turn over. Let me take a look at it. I'll get my spatula out. My special back spatula.
I like that, like, Alex, like, hungry hippos up NPCs. Like, no one... Hey, listener, this isn't like... We edit a lot. This was not a thing where, like, Alex was like, I'll play this person. Like, he just did.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, an EMT comes over and instantly, with no hesitation, Alex puts on the face of this NPC.
Which is fine. Incredible. I just want you to know what's happening.
Miss, I hate to tell you, but your back is hurt. You've hurt your back.
I know that.
Well, I just figured I'd let you know.
Thank you for your professional opinion.
All right. Toodaloo.
Wait, you don't have any painkillers or anything?
No, this is France.
You can't even help me up?
I've got wine.
I like wine.
Would you like a nice strong cheese? All right, here's a nice brie.
I take a chunk out of the brie, although brie is not a strong cheese. You know that, right, Alex? Brie
is like the mildest cheese. I don't know anything about cheese. I am just an EMT.
You know Alex doesn't like cheese.
Yeah. Like, does. He just likes really specific cheese.
Pizza cheese.
Pizza cheese. Taco cheese.
I think you'd like brie if you like pizza cheese.
I like nacho cheese. I like the cheese you put on Doritos.
Are you, like, still the EMT? You're doing the voice. Like...
These are just the cheeses I like. I don't understand what we're doing here.
Anyway, can I at least get back up on my feet?
Legally, I can't tell you to stay on your back.
What? I like, Alex, I feel like you're accidentally making this, like, case against, like, universal healthcare. Like, how are the ambulances worse here than they are in the United States?
Oh my gosh. No. Okay.
But I would absolutely, he would not go to a hospital. He would just take whatever he could get at the scene and be like, thank you. So I'm up on my feet again, maybe, right?
Yes. You have had a break. You got some wine and cheese. You're up on your feet.
Great. I guess I'll, like, can I see, look out and see if I can still see them? And maybe I can become, like, reasonably assured that they've left and they've listened to me?
Yeah, so you're pretty far back stage in the wings right now, but you can walk over to the front of the stage where you last saw them in the audience. So you go over there and you don't see them, but you do still see a bunch of, like, cops and stuff. Are you going to continue your search now, or...
Maybe I need to find a place to go take a break or, like, heal up or something. I need to, like... I mean, I'm going to look for secret passages. I'm going to, now that I know they exist, I'm going to look for them. I'm going to look for a way to get back to the house on the lake.
So your main goal is to go find a secret passage?
Yeah, I need to get back underneath the opera house again.
Where are you looking? Here? On the stage?
Yeah, I can't find the trapdoor, but I'll look for anything else. I figure this room, you know, the actual main opera house has got to be where a lot of his stuff is.
Tell me your process. I'm going to make you roll for it, but tell me your process. Are you doing brains?
Maybe we can have a memory here.
A memory?
What would I look for? I know him. Obviously, I know him pretty well.
Yeah, so tell me about something that you remember from your past with working with him and seeing him work that might help you.
The most frightening and the most alluring thing, both of those things, about Eric is if... it requires precision, he's amazing at it. I guess it's a pretty good opera house in France, but like how helter-skelter is the backstage of something? Like, how orderly is a backstage? I'm looking for something that's looks precise, looks like made with care, and something that's like well maintained.
Have you checked your butt?
Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, are you looking for like an item or a room or?
I mean, he's good at making them trap doors. I think he did a lot of that for the Shaw. So like, yeah, I know to look for tricks now. I know to look for a secret hinge or maybe feel the air behind something.
So in the backstage area, there are a lot of large set pieces. Some of them are still in construction. Some of them are just sitting back there waiting for the next show. They have a lot of shows that go through. There's also some like saw horses and not exactly scaffolding, but there's some like stuff back there that people just kind of stick back there in between moving them around and stuff. So
okay. So this is a place where people, there's a lot of traffic, but people don't really pay a lot of attention. And it's probably dark back here.
Yeah, it is. The lights are pretty dimmed. Okay. We've got some work lights overhead, but they're pretty dimmed.
I need to like move behind some of these like set pieces so I can like closer to the wall. Can you tell me what one of those set pieces would be?
Yes. One of them looks like, one of them's a door that's on like a base. One of them is a big wooden tree. One of them is a bookcase.
I'm just gonna pull some books. I'm gonna pull some books in that bookcase. See if one of them is a lever.
Okay, first I'm going to roll for it, then I'm gonna make you roll for it, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Just for funsies, I don't know. Call high or low?
Oh wow. High.
Okay.
This is an Alex move.
Jency, I'm gonna need you to back off my IP.
All right, it was indeed a high.
Oh, awesome.
So now, I want you to roll for something.
Okay.
What are you going to roll for? This is a calculated move, right? Planned action.
You know what? We're going to call it that. It has been a month and a half since we played, so I don't actually remember what that means.
Ah, so you can take half of it instead of rolling if you want. And you can spend those adversity tokens. So, all right. So what stat would you like to roll for here?
I think brains.
So unfortunately, it is just going to have to be difficult for you to be able to find this, right? Like the nature of the game is that he's really good at this. And so for you to be able to find it is going to be difficult, even though you know him, right? So we're going to put it in the band where success is extraordinary.
Okay. Let me make. I still agree with you, but like,
yes.
I at least know to look for something. So like, I think I can do better than just like having to. I'm making the argument that I think you should put it one below whatever extraordinary is.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So extraordinary says, but decidedly possible for characters who are truly skilled at it. And impressive says, because in tight, impressive says, but completely expected for characters who are skilled at it. So is this expected or
mean.
Possible?
I see what you mean. Yeah. Oh, no.
I think
you got to go with your gut.
Yeah, I think we're going to put it at decidedly possible, but I will put it at the lower end of the band since you gave that good argument. Okay. So we'll give it a 13.
Okay. I got a 12 and I got a plus one in this too because I'm a grown up.
13.
Okay, I rolled a 10, but I think it's pizza party time.
Pizza party time!
So I'm going to spend 3 adversity tokens to get a...
Wait, but didn't you just say you get a plus one?
Yeah, I rolled a 9 plus one.
Ah, I see.
Yep. So I'm just going to barely succeed.
All right, pizza party time. Pizza party. Just barely succeed. Luckily for you, you chose the correct thing. It is the bookcase. And as you're pulling out books, describe that to me. You succeed.
I'm yanking books out. Like, I'm not being subtle about it. I'm yanking. And then, what's the book? Like I stop yanking. Maybe I like read a book. And it's like, what would be his favorite book?
Pride and Prejudice.
1984.
Dune.
Dune!
Yeah, yeah, he's a nerd that like likes like super dense sci-fi, right? It's actually like it's some other thing by like Robert Heinlein that I've just like never heard of. Okay. Is it Pride and Prejudice?
I don't know. Yeah.
How do you not know? It's your job to know. I'm just kidding.
Yes, it is. It's Pride and Prejudice.
It's actually my job to know because I'm the one that made you do this. Okay, Pride and Prejudice. I'm like, I can't wait to unpack that. So I'm like, no, this one. And I pull it.
You hear a click.
Yeah, I pull. And like, yeah, it doesn't come off the shelf, right? I'm going to like try to pull it out like it's a door.
Yeah, that worked.
And there is a passage behind it.
There is a passage behind
let's
it.
Let's go in and let's. It's going to be hard to like pull it back behind me, but I'll like try to do it as best I can.
On the other side, it looks like a door. So there is a handle.
Oh, clever. Clever, Eric. And then I'm going to slip away into the darkness going, ah, oh, because my back hurts.
Oh, yeah, your back hurts. And it is dark.
I'm going to limp away. I have matches.
Oh.
In my backpack.
Nice.
I also have cigars. I think I'm just going to light a cigar and let that be my light.
Okay. Do it.
Classic. I did. Do you need me to pantomime? Do you need me to go?
No,
and then I go... And then I go, that's good stuff. That's the good stuff. I like these. The coffee flavored ones are good. pretty tasty. That's a Metal Gear Solid joke.
All right, Christine and Raul, so you have been riding this carriage ride, and the carriage comes up to the gate of your chateau.
Ah, yes, this is my, I've lost my accent, hold on. Yes, I will just put in the number code at the gate here. Does... 1, 2, 3, 4. There it is. And the gate should open.
It does. It swings wide open.
Yes. Boy, I apologize. I never learned your name. What was your name again?
Oh, it's Christine. There's...
No.
I thought that's what you were doing.
Christine, clearly your name is Christine. Hold on here. And I open the door to the driver, the stable boy, whose name I do ask now. Boy, what is your name?
My name is Francis.
Francis. Francis, please.
Wait, hold on. Is it because we're in France?
Is this Francis or France?
Is this like when you name that guy Cooper Washington when we were in Washington in Twilight?
Oh, no.
Yes.
And Matt Forrester, the forest ranger. Is this that again?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yep. Sorry.
That's exactly it. I named him Francis because we're in France.
Francis.
Francis.
My name is Francis.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis, please drive to the front door and I shall get you your money.
Oui, monsieur. Thank you, monsieur. And he does. He takes you up all the way to the front door. Can you describe the estate for us?
I can. So, think of Versailles.
Oh.
It's like smaller than that.
Okay.
Think of the most impressive thing you can think of. It's so less like, impressive than that.
You know how Versailles is like really big?
Yeah.
This one's not as big.
Okay.
But almost a scale replica of it.
Wow.
Oh, it's supposed to look like Versailles.
100%.
It's just tiny Versailles.
This is
it's
what
not
they
Versailles-esque.
Called...
It is Versailles.
This is the de Chagny Versailles.
Wow. So super impressive.
Mm-hmm. Super impressive.
Christine.
Very ornate. You see at least three peacocks.
Wow.
Only three?
What a flex.
You see three peacocks. I'm not saying if there are more or less.
Well, there can't be less. One of them is an illusory peacock. Just, but you don't know which one.
It's a cardboard painting that's just like set up there.
You see three of them, but your eyes but are tricking you.
But there are only
you.
Two.
It's like a Doctor Who episode. Just cardboard cutout.
Raoul, it's beautiful. You live here?
I do. This is my home when I am home.
It's incredible. What is it when you're not home?
I think it's Philippe's home.
That makes sense.
When I'm not home.
Well, it's lovely.
Thank you. Won't you come in?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay. So the driver, he takes you up there and he says, mm-hmm. Here you are, monsieur.
I get out of the carriage and hold out a hand for Christine.
Yeah, I gracefully descend and go inside.
One moment, Christine. Hmm? Francis.
Yes, oui, monsieur.
Here is 500 francs. I tell you what, leave the carriage, unhook Butterscratch, and go ahead and ride Butterscratch back to the opera. Mm-hmm. And I will pick him up from you later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, sure, whatever. Yeah, okay.
Not Butterscratch,
I'll do that.
Thank
you, monsieur. Mm-hmm.
Butterscotch stays with me.
Of course, monsieur, of course. Yes, I will take very good care
you
of Butterscotch.
You can tell the difference, correct?
Yes, I can. Of course I can.
Tell
I can
me
tell
now.
The difference
tell me
horses.
Now the difference between them.
Yes, Butterscotch is this Butterscotch colored one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes?
Oui.
And Butterscratch is the other one.
Francis, you are very intelligent.
Oh, thank you, monsieur. Thank you for saying that.
I bid you adieu.
Thank you. Adieu. Yes, absolutely. Monsieur, adieu, and I look forward to seeing you at the Opera House.
Oui.
And he gets to work.
Now, Christine.
Yes.
If you will please enter my home. And he opens the door. No, actually, he knocks and lets the butler open the door.
Yes, the butler opens the door.
This way, Christine.
Oh, thank you. And I'll just
this
follow.
Is my butler. Butler.
Butler?
Butler.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine, of course.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna cut you all off now.
It's very late. I'm going to go into my little butler hole.
I'm not sure they did anything. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know.
What? I'm sorry, Ben. I couldn't. There was butler hole.
I'm not sure they did anything.
They went home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen, sometimes
there was a description, there was an interaction.
Look, this is what they wanted to do. I wasn't gonna say no, you can't go home. This is what the players wanted
to
do.
No, that's
I'm
fine,
that
it's
happened.
Fine, it's fine. I'm just like and then what?
We're leaving it to the imaginations of the audience.
Oh, I
okay,
see.
Okay, fine. All right, like, you're right. I can't cut them off.
Honestly, yeah, I'm sorry, I did not even consider that.
No,
Dear
what
audience,
do you do?
Vote on your phone now. What happens with Raoul and Christine in Raoul's
he's done pretty good.
Mini Versailles?
Vote on yeah. your
do
phone.
Do they A, enjoy a nice spa evening and then fall asleep watching, like, I don't know, South Park on French TV?
No. It's got to be like funny South Park moments on YouTube.
Well, no, it's 1992.
Yeah, it doesn't exist yet.
Fucking
1992.
Which I'm pretty sure they didn't have a South Park back then, so
Friends.
I guess they just watch reruns of like Frasier or something.
Probably not out yet either.
French Cheers then. They watch French Cheers. Or B, do they just like
Mad About You's out.
Do they fuck?
Alex, oh my god. Alex. Alex, no!
That is not how we do these things here.
I'm leaving it up to the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm not saying that we do.
It's all audience interpretation.
Oh my god.
Or C, do they just stay up playing Super Nintendo all night? You decide. Vote on your phones.
Does Jason Todd die? You decide.
Okay. So, yes, Alex, maybe some of that stuff happens. Maybe they play Super Nintendo, or maybe they watch reruns of Frasier, or maybe the other thing that I'm not going to say.
Are you scared?
Yes. But, you spend a lovely day together, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like 8 p.m., maybe 9 p.m. by the time that you get home. So it's already kind of late.
We're definitely ordering like French Domino's or whatever. We have to worry about Lenoid.
And now it's time for bed.
Christine, this is our most lavish of guests' bedrooms. You will see there is a nice California king. It is an adjoining rest area, as well as a den and a sewing station, which is really just there for show. I don't even know if it has any real thread. We have cable. If you need anything, you can ring the bell and the butler will attend to your every needs.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you sure it's all right for me to stay? I don't want to put you out or take advantage of your kindness.
Christine, we have 27 empty rooms. It is no bother.
Yeah, but butler really
mostly we just pay paintball in half of it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oui. If you need anything, I will be 27 floors down. And by floors, I meant doors and not floors. That's ridiculous.
I didn't realize it was so tall.
Right? Jesus.
Is the bed really all the way from California?
Oui. We had it imported.
Incredible.
Now, apparently it has a sticker on it that causes cancer for some reason. We haven't figured that one out yet.
I'm sure it's fine.
What?
The whole, it is known in the state of California that this product causes cancer.
I guess I don't know about that.
It's a real dumb joke, and it's only for like two people.
No, it's funny. That's funny.
Well, damn it. I wish I was one of the people. You'll have to explain it to me later.
I will. Anyways, sweet dreams, Christine.
Thank you. And you too, Raoul. I really do appreciate it.
Oui.
And he closes the door and trots on to his bedroom.
Yeah.
Where he puts on his Spider-Man pajamas.
Raoul is my favorite. Just my favorite, period.
He's just so handsome and stupid.
Yeah.
Man, I have just a big little soft spot for himbos.
They're the best.
All right, Raoul. So, as you are turning in to go nighty-night in your Spidey pajamas, you get this strange feeling. Like,
my spider like maybe sense you're is being... finally coming in.
Yes, it must be the pajamas.
I do the thing where I check my wrists. To see if I can shoot webs.
I think you need to let him roll for that. No, just kidding.
I will roll blood rage right now.
Do not do that thing.
We need the powered thing.
Give me a DC for this.
Oh my gosh. 100.
Okay.
Oh god.
I rolled a 2.
Okay, well you don't get it. Your Spidey powers don't
come
in.
I fail by 98.
You fail by 98. You die.
Oh no!
You check your... No, I can't. I can't go on any further with this joke. Just nothing happens.
Okay.
But you do still feel kind of funny. Like, not physically funny, but like... Oh. You have this sensation that perhaps you're being watched.
I look around.
And you look around and you see that the curtains are open in the window and... I don't know, it's kind of dark, you can't really see, but maybe there's something there.
I reach under my pillow and grab my super tactical night vision goggles. And I put them on and peer out into the darkness.
You see right into the darkness, and the darkness stares back.
Oh my god, that's like, I think you were joking, but that's like the fucking scariest thing you've ever said.
That kind of is.